Tovus Halvavus, Wednesday night, early Beis Tammuz. We're in Shaar HaKniya. We're in the last parak, actually, of Shaar HaKniya. But I want to go over a point of the ninth parak that I think is very important to make. The ninth parak said that the question was posed, can a person feel proud about something and at the same time it coexists in the person kniya also. Kniya being bittul in the Chavis Halavis, it's not just anova vis-a-vis, not just, it's not anova vis-a-vis other people, it's kniya towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the walking around with the realizing that a person really has nothing of his own, is not worth anything even. Person from Kishala'atzmo. Everything is emanating from Hashem, and he has nothing on his own, and there's no self involved here. There's no ego involved here. There's no self involved here. The Mela, if you really internalize that, you'll have all. We're going to talk about the benefits in Perek Asiri, the benefits of Kaniya. But even just learning about how you develop Kaniya, so we know already that such a person will be polite and respectful of others and won't try to cheat others and won't get angry, etc., etc., because it's all emanating. And that Perek Shmini, in fact, stressed that all the good midos emanate from Kaniya, not vice versa, that Kaniya is the end result of all good midos, but first you're an Eved Hashem and you're bottled to Hashem, and then all the good midos flow from that. In Perek Shi, he poses a question, obviously because he knew the Teretz already. You don't pose such a question unless you know what you're going to answer, because he says, could a pride in what you've accomplished, in your creativity, in your accomplishment, can you have that pride and have it coexist with Kaniya? That's a strange question. But you see, his answer is, well, we learned it last night, really. So he says, when it comes to physical things, gashmiyustika things, what kind of a house you live in, how strong you are, how healthy you are, how handsome you are, how you have nachas from your children, these are all temporal things. These are all olam hazeh things, physical things. You did this, you accomplished this, you have a beautiful house, all these things. So there, if your hergish is one of pride, that you take pride in your accomplishment, forget it. To the degree you take pride in your accomplishment, to that degree, you will not be able, you're not being nichna to Hashem. You're rejecting Hashem, because it doesn't start. Like, what are you taking pride in? Someone gave you a present. Someone handed you something. You got a handout. Someone gave you. Someone gifted you. Someone was mashpia shefa tuvo on you. So what are you taking pride in? You could be happy. You should be happy. You should be thankful to Hashem. But you shouldn't be proud. Okay, then what about Ruchnius? So he says in Ruchnius, he says it depends. If your pride in your accomplishments in Ruchnius leads you to look down on other people and to be condescending to them and to say to yourself, I could stop now, I have accomplished enough, I don't have to keep growing because I am it, I have accomplished so much already, I've done this, I've done that, I finished Shas, I built up a yeshiva, and you're just taking pride in the accomplishment results in a self-satisfaction. And then it could even become worse, where you look down on other people and you're happy if they don't accomplish as much. So then obviously that's not what we're looking for. But there is a concept of taking pride in your spiritual accomplishments and feeling proud of them and wanting to do more. And saying, and Adarabba, so that can coexist with Kaniya. I haven't done enough. I can do more. I could still grow. So if you wouldn't take pride in it, so then you wouldn't be motivated to do more. You, right? You don't have anything pushing you to do more. That's what I wanted to add to what we said last night. I think the Pshat in the Chavis Halvavah says you wouldn't be motivated to do more, because when you're filling up your belly or you have a nice house, so then you feel good. But when you take pride in your spirit, if you wouldn't take pride in your spiritual accomplishments, then I think you would not have, it would be hard, it wouldn't be the normal thing to want to do more and to want to devote yourself even more and to build more and to do more and to accomplish more, because it's not something that what's pushing you. But if you take pride, not pride of that it's kochi v'altsum yadi in ruchnius ida, but you take pride. I mean, but you take pride. You feel good about it. It's something worthwhile. It's something that's worthwhile. You accomplish something worthwhile. It's a feather in your cap. You reached a certain madrega, and that therefore, and if that speaks to you by motivating you to want to do even more and to reach more of a stage of perfection, and also mimeila you feel gratitude to Hashem, you know, and you feel you katonti mikola chasadim. So but it's apparently it's holds that it stems from taking pride in your accomplishments, and that's what it says by Yehoshaphat vayigbal libo b'darkei Hashem, that you step back and you say, oh, I finished a masechta, I feel good about that. Then you say, well, what's one masechta? Look at all the masechtas I don't know, and I have to keep going. If you turn it to such a mindset, then it's namish no stira, and it could coexist with kiniya, which is that, you know, I couldn't have done it on my own. So you want to say, I want to do more, and I recognize that it's only with Siyata Dishmaya and with Hashem that I'll be able to. Okay, we move on now to Perek Asiri, which are the benefits of Kniya. Omar Asher L'Toeles Hanova, here he calls it Hanova, at least this translator calls it Hanova. Binyani Olam Hazev Olam Abba, it has benefits in Olam Hazeh and in Olam Abba. Hem Shisha Dvorim, he likes to make these lists. Three benefits of Kniya in Olam Hazeh, and three in Olam Abba. Now the ones in Olam Abba we can imagine, because he said that's Spitz being an Eved Hashem. Obviously it's going to benefit you in Olam Abba if you develop the Midah of being an Eved Hashem, and right, by the end of your life you can truly say about yourself that you're an Eved Hashem. Obviously there's benefits in Olam Abba, but we'll see what he says. But there's benefits in Olam Hazeh too. Even though you're making yourself small and you don't have any sense of entitlement, and people are afraid, people are afraid that if they don't stand up for themselves, if they don't stand up for their rights, especially a Western mentality, that you have to stand up for your rights, and don't be a friar, right? And don't let people step all over you. But Kniya in itself is a feeling of smallness and unworthiness, like the Rambam, the guy in the hold of the ship, that said, this is the greatest day of my life, and someone urinated on him, because he didn't feel. Now, again, we said it 100 times, we'll now say it 101st time. If a person feels that way without bringing Hashem into the picture, then he's mentally ill. Chaim Kalvovitz himself said so in the first parak. Such a person is not well, not a well person. He's a depressed person, and you got to send him out for therapy. But if you reach that madrega, and the point is it's a madrega to reach, because you contemplate your relationship with Hashem, and how Hashem showers you with everything, and everything is Hashem, and everything comes from Hashem, and then you feel like, you know, totally insignificant, vis-a-vis Hashem, so then, you know, someone urinates on you, you go, yeah, well, I don't deserve that he shouldn't. If you'll say, what do you mean? The guy is like a disgusting specimen of a human being. So as you said, if you're able to give Musar without your personal feelings being involved, the best raya being if you would give him the same Musar if he did it to someone else. You don't raise your voice more or get angrier because he did it to you, right? So then, that's okay. But the point is, it's not coming because something happened to you that's unthinkable. Why is it unthinkable? Why? You don't think that you deserve anything, because in the eyes of Hashem, you can't do enough. You can't be zolcha. You're always playing. We're always playing catch up. We try. But so, the three benefits in Olam Hazeh. Asher binyoni olam hazeh, ha'echad mehem. I'm going to need a sefer now. I ran out. If I could. Ha'echad mehem. Thank you. Sorry. Ha'echad mehem histapkus b'parnasos. The nichna does not have a sense of entitlement. He doesn't think anything's coming to him. So he's just about. He's going to be sameach b'chelko. Whatever Hashem gives him, he's keenly aware that it's Hashem. So whatever Hashem gives him, he's sameach b'chelko. Ha'istapkus b'parnasoso, ki mi she'nichnas abo z'chichas hadaz v'agayva. He takes the other tack. He says someone who's guilty of z'chichas hadaz and gaiva, lo yaspik olam, he'll never have enough, because he always deserves more. He always should have more. And if he sees something someone else has, he has to have that toy also, and he has to have everything, because it's coming to him. Those are the key words of the gaiva he's talking about. It's coming to him. He deserves to have it. But Yaspik, the world doesn't have enough toys in it to make this guy happy. It's called, in other words of Chazal, Yesh Lamona wrote to Messiah. But Yaspik, he has big eyes, and he wants a lot, because he holds a lot is coming to him. The Hamito, and he denigrates, and he disses what he does have. He doesn't take joy and pride in what he does have. He doesn't enjoy. He's not happy about what he does have because he's looking at what he doesn't have. But about Kaniya v'chashayiya onov loyiya l'nafsho erech ve'ena. So he doesn't think anything's coming to him. He doesn't assign a value to himself. He thinks he's of no value. Again, vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever he gets, mistapik bolam zonov v'chol tzrochov. Ubekachia lo menuchas nefesh, so he doesn't have anxiety attacks. He's calm. Because whatever he has, he has. He says, fine, whatever Hashem gives him. Whoa, look what Hashem gave me today. Unbelievable. V'yochol mashin ezdamon lo v'yilbash matzah motzah. You go into the store, you take the first suit you see, you say, this is good enough. Even if you don't hate to shop. That's what a balconia says, you know, this is good enough. Who am I to ask for a suit that exactly fits, and it's a style, and it's tailor-made, and cut off here, and cut off there. The Yishan Echen She'efshar, he eats whatever he can, he dresses, he sleeps. Tamat Ba'olam, and whatever he takes out of the world, Maspik Lo'am and V'sonuso. V'hageye, Kulo lo yumale tzrochov legodel sheifosu v'gavoso bo. Kmo shem rechochem tzadik oichel sova nafsho ubetu nishon techso. So begins with the first benefit in Olam Hazeh is that you're calm and you're happy and you're satisfied and you're not looking and you're not always focused on what you don't have because you deserve much more and you deserve this, you deserve that. Especially if there are a lot of things out there to have. So you want them, you feel entitled to them. But a Baal Kaniya looks inward, and he's just happy to have anything. He's happy to be alive. He realizes that life is a gift from Hashem. So he's happy to be alive, and he's happy to breathe, and he's happy that he has a roof over his head. And he's happy that he has children, you know, right? And the Baal Gaiva says, how come I don't have the house, that every child has his own room? His own PC, and his own bathroom, and his own this, and his own that. That's what I should have. Okay. Yeah.